Chilled water distribution systems are a type of HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system used primarily for cooling large buildings such as office buildings, hospitals, schools, and other commercial or industrial facilities. The system works by circulating chilled water through a closed network of pipes, delivering cool air through a series of heat exchangers or air handling units. These systems are favored in larger or more complex buildings due to their efficiency and the ease with which they can be controlled and maintained. Components of a chilled water distribution system. 1. Chiller. The chiller is the heart of the system, responsible for cooling the water. It uses a vapor compression or absorption refrigeration cycle to remove heat from the water, which is then circulated through the system. 2. Cooling towers. In many systems, cooling towers are used to dissipate the heat absorbed by the chiller into the atmosphere. They help in maintaining the efficiency of the chiller by cooling the water that returns from the building. 3. Pumps. These are used to circulate the chilled water through the system. Pumps must be properly sized and maintained to ensure efficient operation. 4. Piping network. The network of pipes distributes the chilled water from the chiller to the various parts of the building and returns it back to the chiller. 5. Air handling units, AHUs. These units are typically located in different parts of the building. They use the chilled water to cool and dehumidify the air before it is distributed throughout the building via ductwork. 6. Thermostats and control systems. Modern chilled water systems are often controlled by sophisticated building management systems, BMS, that monitor and adjust temperatures and flow rates to optimize comfort and energy efficiency. How it works. The basic operation of a chilled water system can be described in the following steps. 1. Cooling process. The chiller cools the water to a temperature usually around 40 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 to 7 degrees Celsius. 2. Distribution. The chilled water is pumped through the insulated piping network to air handling units and other cooling terminals throughout the building. 3. Heat exchange. Inside the AHUs, air passes over the cooling coils containing the chilled water. The heat from the air is transferred to the chilled water, thereby cooling and dehumidifying the air. 4. Return. The now warmer water returns to the chiller to be recooled, and the cycle continues. 5. Cooling tower function. If a cooling tower is part of the system, the heat absorbed by the water is released into the atmosphere, and the cooled water is returned to the chiller. Advantages. Efficiency. Chilled water systems are more efficient for larger buildings due to economies of scale and the efficiency of central chilling operations. Flexibility. These systems can be easily adapted to changes in building use or expansions. Please check description for more.